This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Six western states that rely on water from the Colorado River have agreed on a model to dramatically cut water use in the basin. The outline will factor into a larger proposal on how to operate the two largest dams on the river. California didn't sign on to Monday's plan and is the lone holdout, but intends to release its own proposal. The state has the largest allocation of water from the river that serves 40 million people and a $5 billion a year agricultural industry. The state now says a Denver nonprofit lost a major grant due to, quote, ongoing performance issues. Denverite Rebecca Tauber says Urban Peak serves youth experiencing homelessness.
The $500,000 grant went to Clinical Mental Health Services, and the loss last week came days after the nonprofit broke ground on a $37 million new building with expanded housing. The funding for the building is secure, but Urban Peak says it's still figuring out next steps. In the meantime, the state says the grant money will go toward other groups providing mental health care for unhoused youth in Denver, but it's not sure where yet. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
CU Boulder is celebrating the grand opening of its Center for African and African American Studies on Wednesday. The center is housed in the university's Mackey Auditorium, where black students used to be excluded from ceremonies there in the past. The center's goal is to recruit and retain more black students who make up 2% of the student population. The public celebration will feature speakers and performances from artists and local high school students. Right now in Boulder, it's 16 degrees. This is CPR News.